You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Simon Tzadiches, we spoke, I gave a little shiur on Kfeila, the Rabbi Kivega. Let's learn the Yisoidus of Kfeila again. Yisishnes Ay Behetim Min B'Shein Omino. So this classic Hachas Taruvus, that is Min B'Shein Omino, Kegon Chelev Shnes Ari Bebasa. Chelev and Basa. They mixed up. Now it's Chelev and Basa, Min B'Mino, Min B'Shein Omino.
Is this Chelev or Chelev?
Chelev. Because it's Isish and it's Arif Beheter.
Okay.
We even know it's Chelev. You're right, you can't use a Chelev or Cholev. It's Chelev because it says Isish and it's Arif Beheter. Cholev wouldn't describe Isish and it's Arif
Beheter.
Chelev and it's Arif Beheter. So many Paiskim argue, and they say Chelev and Basar is Mim B'Minai. See, the Mechab is assuming that Chelev will give taste in Basar, it's Mim B'Shein O'Mino. Yitimeno Goy. Yitimeno Goy. Notice he doesn't say Kfeila. He says, Yitmenu Goy, im elmer she'ein bo tam chelev. If the guy says, there's no tam chelev, or he says, Hashem shesh bo tam ella, it's pagum. He says it has, it's the other side.
How many sides are there? Two sides, that's it. So I'm assuming this means while it's cooking?
So if the guy says it doesn't give taste.
This happened while it's cooking?
Yeah. They cook together, right. And the guy says, I don't taste any chalif, or he tastes it, but it's begam, it gives a bad taste. It's mutter. Now, that's the Mechab in Tzadiches Av. It's kedai to note.
You're on the back, on the other side.
So now we're going back to Chastarub, it's the first sheet, it's not a shach. It's a big shach. It's a big shach. He talks about kfeila. And kfeila, and masich levituma. So in other words, the Gemara says, if it's beheter, it's betam. If it's beisur, so it's kfeila. So Beis Yosef pasuk, a guy that loves kfeila, a guy that's not a professional, a nachtoim uman, kfeila is a professional baker, or a cook somewhere, samchina alei basich l'fitum adavkin. A guy you can rely on, says Beis Yosef, is not a kfeila, basich l'fitum. So it's l'shitas in the mechaber. He doesn't say kfeila. He's talking about, well, he means masich vituma. Schim masich vituma. Davka. Vakfeila. And on a professional, samchina filo eino masich vituma. Even if he's not masich vituma. T'lo meshakir.
So you have to know.
So that's the two svaras of trusting a guy. Either you have the svara of.
So we're not looking for a super sophisticated taster.
Well, you see, you don't really need a taste.
Just want to believe someone.
Yeah, any guy, you trust any guy, right. So, Zot the Shach. The Shach brings the Beis Yosef. The side with the Hilchas Taruvah Simit Tzadiches on the bottom. We're turning over in a moment. We're studying a Shach. And then a Prima Garden. Samchina leib Masich Vitum. And Akfeila, even if he's not Masich Vitum, you trust him because he doesn't want to lose his reputation. The Mechaber says, Goy, he doesn't say professional. He has to know, he can't know that you're relying on him. I saw something interesting in Paiskin, in a Taz, that we won't study tonight. Let's say the guy knows you're relying on him, but not for his Sevet. Let's see, the guy knows you're relying on him. Let's see. I wonder if that's be called. See, I'm allergic to chelev. Let's see.
I tell every once in a while.
Yeah, but you don't want to say.
Yeah, I don't want to say milk or this. Oh, allergic to milk. I want to know for sure.
Yeah, it's milk. I'm allergic to milk. Right. So I noticed in the Taz that he's mad to this, even though the guy knows you're relying on him, but not for Isser. Right. See, if the guy knows you're relying on for Issa, that's bad.
Then
you can't trust him. Yeah. But if he's relying on for something else, the Taz is mafalpul about that. Maybe you could trust him. So then the Shach says, Mikomarum Kashali. Here's the big Kasha. The Shach, we'll see many Teruts into this big Kasha. Kivin the Pasak Sif Beis. The Min B'Shein Amino Asamido Raisa. Kol Shanoising Tam. The Machabe Paskins Tam Ke Ikas Do Raisa. If you cook min b'shein omino and it gives taste, it's machlokes in the Gemara Tanoim and Amoraim and Rishonim and Achronim, machlokes that Shulchan Aruch Paskins Tam Kikis Daraisa. It's machlokes Rishonim Rashi and Chulin, we mentioned often that Rashi paskins tamkig is the Rabbanan, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins tamkig is the Raisa. And see, min b'mino only needs shishim midrabbanan. Min b'mino is bottled the roiv midaraisa. And midrabbanan, that's a gzeir of mimshen amino, you need shishim. So that's what the Mechaber says. If you cook min b'shen amino, and you don't know if there's shishim, it's spilled out, and you can't measure it now. So it says it's aser because it's savig daraisa. But if you cook min b'mino, this is the Shulchan Aruch Chassid Beis. This is how we know the Shulchan Aruch paskins that min b'mino is only drabanan. If you cooked, as long as you know it's rive, you knew there was rive etter over the iser, but you don't know if it's shishim and it's spilled out, so safik midrabanan l'kul. So that's the chavis because tamkik is daraisa. So fake the shacha classic question came in the pasuk Siv Beis. The mimshen min asim daraisa kol shenoyis in tam. If it gives taste, im kein echia goy neman basir vitua. We have an open gemara baba kama lo shas aruchi beperek agoyzel. So gemara baba kama kuf yudal namid beis perk basa last perk baba kama.
Turn over the shach.
The shach on the right,
probably
the top of the
right.
No, top line, top right.
Te'ein goy masich fitumo nema b'sitar. It's an open Gemara. The masich fitumo by a goy only works on the Rabbanan. Te'ein goy masich fitumo nema b'sitar. If we only trust the goy masich fitumo finis Rabbanan, el beidus isha and al tzaguna they believed masich fitumo. Even though it's the rice, it's eishes ish, but aguna. It's one of the coolest of Aguna, but besides Aguna, for Doraisa, you don't trust Masich Vituma. Uvasku balalachis gedolus the Bahag, the Harif, the Harasham, Usmag. The Shach is one of these great, great Bekiim. He quotes, you know, Shalz and Shuvas, and he's showing them all over the place. Smag Masichas Kirishin, Vabishin, ah. So he has a steer in Mechaber. How can Mechaber trust Masich Vituma if Tamkik is Doraisa? It's a steer between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. The Mechaber paskins Tamkik is Doraisa.
Kveila he would believe. But
right. Kveila, you could say it's a different chazak. Right. But the Gemara says clearly that Masich Vituma is not Nema for Doraisa. So then he says, Afishim Divar Rambam, Ushar Poiskim Mashma. So you can't ask on the other Rishonim. Divar Rambam, Ushar Poiskim Mashma. Gamkein, Demsachina Goy, the Lav Kleil Masich Vituma. The Rambam says that you trust a guy, any guy, Masich Vituma. Mikomakom Echsher. Ah, the Savig Kirashi. Maybe the Rambam holds. I noticed that the Taz says the Rambam does hold like Rashi. That he holds a Siato, the Mishin Minumina Torah Bottle Barayv. That just because it gives taste, it's still Bottle Barayv. Right. It says maybe he holds like Rashi. Is this the reason the Taz says the Rambam holds like Rashi? The Tamkik is the Rabbanim. Allah Mechabakash. Is a kash on the Shulchan Aruch, he must be consistent. V'chein kash ala Rashba. So the Shach is on the Rashba, steer in Rashbas. It's not only a steer in Shulchan Aruch, it's a steer in Rashbas. Shigamu Pasak, the Rashba paskins the Tor Sabayis, to Mimashay Numino, Asimina Tarat Shishim. In other words, he paskins Tamkik is Midoraisa. Mimashay Numino, if there's less than 60, that's if it gives taste, it's Asimidoraisa. U Pasak, the Goy, the Lav Klein, and then Masich Lutumah. Yeah. So it's a steer in Rashbas. Ktuvim Beis Yosef. Shumat says from Tumas Hadeshin. See my tef. Sheirgish Ksaspazet. The Tumas Hadeshin noticed this steer because of. You know, the Tumas Hadeshin is like the backbone of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, much of the Shulchan Aruch, when it's not a Rambam, it's a Tumas Hadeshin. The Tumas Hadeshin is the Paisik. He's like a very late Rishon or early Achrim.
All the Chalakim. You said Shulchan Aruch, all the Chalakim, yeah.
The Tumas Hadeshin, I think, is on all the Chalakim, I think.
No,
so.
I'm asking what you said, not.
Yeah,
he's
I think.
He's the backbone, you mean, wherever he appears.
Yeah, but he's. Many, many Shulchan Aruchs come straight from the Tumas Hadeshin. He was one of the key Paiskim of the Shulchan Aruch. Shigur Shvazav, the Kasav Zelashon. The Kfeila Shani. Kfeila is different. Dum Nasa Bekach, Lomar Ches Kasav. So he says, the Kfeila is different. Because it's his craft, Lamar Chaskasa. Because it's a Bitur Yodea. Maskar should be in entirety. See, the Tumas Hadesh is saying you need both. Masich Vitumo and Kveila. Kveila Umasich Vitumo. Not like the Shulchan.
How do you have them?
Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Masich Vitumo, he worries about his reputation.
Kveila is always on duty.
Yeah, because you could say, because if I'm in the business, I'm a cook, and I'm eating your house, you say, you taste, your wife says, do you taste that little? I'm going to say no. Even Smasich Vitumo, I want to sound like a mocha. Even
he's always on duty.
That's it. He wants. He always wants to impress people with his knowledge of food.
Sharpness.
So he's saying that you need the Tumas Adesh is saying you need both. Paskoshu reads me a tarti kfeil umasich utumo. The local Rashba's chad mehani. Then he asks on the Rashba and Toma tikshila Rashba. So that's good if you say you need both. But the Rashba says you don't need both, and yet he holds Masich. Tam King is the Raisa. Am I myself Tomal? Yishlom the Savak Rashi. Uh oh. Tumas Hadeshin didn't know about the other Rashba. He says he holds it. See, you can always say he holds Tam King is the Rabbanan. The problem is the Shach found an open Rashba. The Tamer. The Tamer on the Tumas Hadeshin. Now, the Tumas Hadeshin realized that you can't hold both things. It's inconsistent. So he says, well, the Rashba holds like Rashi. The Tema, the Shach, is a powerful question. Rashba, Pasuk Behedya, Tosa Baisa Orach, Karabeo Tam, that Tam King's Doraisa. So he has a Doichak way out of this. This is very hard to get out of, right? I'm going to say, he has a Doichak way. We'll see if we can understand it. I have a lot of problems in Sfarah with this Doichak. The Shach says, Doichak Lama. To keep in the cause of in the comic in the psak halacha nismoch a rabbin tam v'ri ubal halachis v'arayvad.
It's tam to it's tam ki ikad raisa, but are we sure that there is tam? There's a suffix right away if there's
no, but tam, tam means you taste it.
So it's a suffix the raisa.
It's a suffix the raisa. Right.
And so, if you add to a suffix the raisa, maybe you add a kfeil, or you add
mitzvah. We're going to talk about that in the Prima Garden. We're going to talk about that in the Prima Garden, the suffix the raisa, suffix the rabbanon. You're right. Before you taste it, it's a suffix.
But
if it gives taste, it's also the raisa.
But if you add to the fact that it's already barbarous, right? So it's already weakened for sure.
It's the raisa weakened. Maybe you get it's a shalom yishainim. Tamkig is the raisa. Is it an assay? Is it a lois assay? We discussed this many shiurim. That's the lumdus of Tam Kiker. It's not bottles. It's a new iser of Tam Kiker. It's asay. Was it aser? That's the original iser. But whatever it is, it's the raisa. The doicha gloma. This is a doicha. Even the cause of mikomakom im psak halacha. The Rashba writes, it's a machlokes v'yishayim. Im psak halacha nismoich. This is funny, nismoich. We're going l'chumra. Nismoich. Arvein tam b'riyu v'al halachas. Arayvad. Four shitas, Sharabimim, from Lahachmi Bishel Torah. So he's saying the Rashba is not really paskening unequivocally that Tam Kik is the Raisa. In King Lo Pasak of Asail, and Mishum Chumra. It's a Chumri. He's saying, the Chumra, we're going to paskin like them. Umahani Svarsa Mikilin Goy Mesich Vitum. That's a supreme Daichak. And as if he would paskin, Tam Kik is the Raisa, Mesich Vitum, then wouldn't work. But since he was just a little, he was being machmir, so you could say, okay, maybe that's other things. But Melgabi Masich Fituma will be Mekel. Now, what's the svar for this? I mean, you can ask, so, Hamim Mamanavshach. If he's being machmir, so be machmir, Masich Fituma. Let's try to understand his doichik. The Shach's doichik is that he doesn't really paskin the Tam Kik is Doraisa. He's just being machmir. He brings either so many big shittas, even though Rashi.
Here you have the suffix. It's a suffix in halacha, suffix in halacha. And you have myself with the way we make
So since it's only a chumra, but my taina is if it's a chumra, so be machme masich fito momosa. If it's a chumra, so why be mekel? So, what I'm thinking, just to understand what he means, this doichek. I think what he means is, masich fitumo works by agona. It works mishum agona. No, so that means it's not nothing. Masich v'tuma is midoraisa. We don't trust masich v'tuma. Put it this way, I'll ask you this: for doraisa, we don't trust masich v'tuma. Is that midoraisa or midrabana? Okay, let's ask it that way. For a midoraisa, we don't trust. Right? Yeah. I've heard this kind of thing before.
Yeah, but if it's only a chumra, we don't.
Oh. So if you said with the raisa, it's only a chumid rabbanan.
Only a chumra, right.
So then you can say masich vituma works.
Right.
So if you're paskin that it's a daraisa, then you can't move masich vituma.
The one word chumra tells you that it's only the rabbanan.
Right, that's it. No, one second. Two issues here.
One issue
is Tam Kikum the Reis Mela. Is Tam Kikum the Reis Mela. Right. That's one issue we're discussing. The other issue is that Masiach Bifitumo doesn't work on a Daraisa. Is that Midaraisa doesn't work or Midrabanan it doesn't work? So I would like to suggest it's only Midrabanan it doesn't work. A riot works for Iguna. If it works for Ashes Ish, if it would be Midaraisa it doesn't work, they would matter an Ashes Ish with that. So it's almost like an indication. So then it could work here. Since if you're Paskin Tamkik is Daraisa, then you can't think about it. Tamkik is Daraisa. It doesn't work on a Daraisa. But since it's only a Chumrah, since the Shacht and Tam, Paskin Tamkik, he's only leaning that way, Lachmir. So Masich Fitumo is Maker, like we're talking. Now he says, it's not, see, that's his Daich again. So now he's going to slug it up a little bit. Oid, the Betor Sabai is Hakotzer. You know, the two Torah Sabayis is the Aruch and the Katzah, the short version and the long version. Stam Legami Kvaros Rabbi Notan. See, in the Torah Sabayis, the Aruch, he looks like he's vacillating. In the Torah Sabayis, Katzah says, we paskin like Rabbi Notan. So then you don't have this Deich. We paskin like Rabbi Notan, the time kikas the rice. But it's kir svar samikilim. He doesn't say like, he paskins time kikas the rice. Okay. Mechutani ha'aluf ha'mroimam, he brings his mechutin, some gershon, not rachman ha'parchi, hiksha gamke, not turus ha'deshin, darash siyato, should we skip this song, it's not so bad, the mitzrachi k'feila, the rush, both, the mitzrach v'shunum and k'feila, al karch lav, tamma, mishim d'almora chazoke, so he says,
he's
Masiach v'tumma, so he's learning, not like we said, it's possible, this person learns that it's impossible to be both, because it's Masiach Vitumo, then not his on call 24, not like this one that we liked. He says, "El Tamushim Dimlo came in only Shidi Alav Kmeta." The Kfeila, you need to be an expert. There's another svar you need a Kfeila. A lot of people think this, that you need a Kfeila. How do I know you can tell the taste? You see, the grub brings a raya. By Yid, you don't need a Kfeila. The grub brings the raya. The grub brings that raya, the grub found in the grub. You see, by a Jew. Yeah, so you see, it's all a question of trust. Every part, Yidden don't taste better than Goyim. Arguably, you say Goyim tastes better, at least as good as us. So by a Jew, you don't need a kfeila. So the grub's raya. Yeah. Then anyone is believed in taste. Everyone can taste.
So why do you need a kfeila for?
It has to be a
Tzlarom Nus.
And be Tzlarom Nus, only by a Goy, by Yid, any Yid. You trust his taste. I don't taste. It's fine. You don't say, "Well, you're a shvach and taste." Well,
no, but the guy is used to tasting that.
Therefore, why do you say people are? It's like the Shabbos guy. He's always
He's usually in Basel. He's used to a lot of these taruvis things.
No.
Just the opposite. So therefore, we would taste it.
We don't know what it is. So now we're steering rushes. If the rush holds kfeila, it's only because you need an expert, not like the gra. And the rush, this gadol is learning the rush, meant that it's really had to have masich levituma. You need a kfeila, so you nobody knows what he's talking about. So then it's a steering rush. The rush paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. So we steer in Mechabes, in Rashbis, in the rush. The rush pasak Rabbeinu Tam, so I'm hinam sich levitumaim. Void, the Akoch Tamim Shim Sich Vitum Lachud, Vishum Dalomar Amnu say, Liska Bechela Lachud. Why did the Rosh say they need both? Just say Kfela. What's wrong with Kfela? What do you need by Sechel Vituma? Terence is Kfela. He doesn't go with this heter of Lomar Amnu say. Or else Kfela alone should be enough. The Rosh said, you need both. Masich Vituma and Kfela. So he's learning Kfela. It's just so, again, not like the Groz Rai, it's a Pelem. But he's learning you need a Kfela.
Yeah. Who's Masiach exactly Lefitumah? Who is Masiach Lefitumah?
Right. So what's the purpose of the kfeila? Well,
you could use a stamagoy then. If you're saying that...
No, stamagoy, we say he doesn't know taste. Stamagoy, we don't trust.
But we're saying here, lomara umnu, so you're not using
the but lomara should work alone. I mean, you could say it's a combination of two svaras, but lomara, if you believe in this svar of lomara umnu, so what do you need Masiach Lefitumah?
Right.
Why do you need both? So you say, it's really Masiach Vituma. The heter is Masiach Vituma. The kveila part is only so we can have confidence he knows what he's talking about. Vaoid. Dain dvar chavrinu yeshavim. Mechab is still not good. Shesasim mechiv is ha'apsakim. He paskin stam mechiv is ha'apsakim. V'chein b'mar shal b'regel ha'nash. It seems like you don't pasak. V'il ha'idna samchina agoi. V'il zidum ha'am. Not like the Ramah. I gave a share on this. If you want, I have the Rabbi Kivegi here. We'll go over. It's a beautiful Rabbi Kivegi. The Ramah says today we don't rely on kfeil. So we mentioned the Rabbi Kivegi. If you want, go over it again. I have it. I found it in my yard day. But so he says, "Dafila idna samchina agoi masich vituma. Filu lav kfeila." So the Marshal paskins that today you don't need a kfeila, just need masich vituma. Simin men vavsham hevi mashkaz rashva lach v'shal tayra. So again, so like another steer, he paskins that you don't need a kfeila today. You rely masich vituma, and he paskins tamkik is daraisa below fimash brashu below chumra. Tchachu mechvar teshmaita tuhu daraisa. It's not a chumra. The Marshal says Tam Kik is Doraisa, not because we don't know. It's the Pashtas HaSugyas is that Tam Kik is Doraisa. So Rabbi Yisai, Long Shach, Stiris, and Mechaba, Rashba, Rosh, Yamshel Shlomo, how can you hold Tam Kik is Doraisa and Paskin Basich Filunas Nema? So now we'll get, I want to show you Prima Gadim, Goyna Shetar, it's very interesting to read some discussion. Ve'eshe wrote some Letaritz. The other reading about Goyzel. And goy masich vitum neme b'shari surim hech nehecha des chazik isur. It's only when it's chazik isur. That's what they want to answer. That when is a goy not neman masich vitumo? When it's chazik isur. Mashen kein hocha. Mashen kein over hocha lad inan is beitam klau. So it's not a schazik isur. This piece of meat. You don't have to schelev cave. So there's no schazik isur that
by aguna, it is a schazik isur.
That's correct. So it's very good. So that's why that's a good. Aguna is a schazik isur. That's what the exception is aguna. It fits well. Masich vitumam is not nema when there's a schazik isur, except by aguna and by the rabbanans. V'doichak. V'doichak.
That's a doichak.
It sounds pretty good. Does he call it a doichak?
Well, you explained it.
No, it sounds very good. Oh, but he is from the Gemara. Doichak. I don't know why it's a doichak. In Svar, it's a very good answer. Why? Maybe the Shach can see the doichak. The Gemara says, by doraisa, you don't say it. The Gemara should say, if it's a chazik yisur, that seems a doichak on the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says, under the doraisa, not. The oi, he is from the Gemara and Baba Kam. The Hasan, Barchin and Allah. There they ask on that Gemara, Kuf Yudal and Midbeis, Meditiri B'Shvuya, I'll be cut Masich Vitumai. The Gemara is from Shvuya. I, Meditiri Shvuya, cut Masich Vitumai. Meshani B'Shvuya Yikilo. Hashta my Parech. Shvuya. A woman is captured, and you don't know if the guy
violated a oh, okay.
A shvuya. So a kot masich vituma is neman, and lechora it's a daraisa here. If a woman has beer with a guy, right. She came out clean with daraisa. Vashle my parach, but shvuya is chazik isura. So that was a kash from the Gemara. If you're going to say,
what's
his chazik isura? It's not his chazik isura. That's his kash. So if you're going to say masich, so what's the Gemara's kash? Shvuya Gemara asks, I be cutting his name Masich Vitumai, I said a raisa, but it's not a schazik isura shvuya.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I saw the Prima Gadim says a good answer for this. Prima Gadim is a very good answer to this kasha. We can answer this kasha.
It's the mother's child that's testifying?
No, any child. A cotton. I'll be cotton.
Otherwise, it's not Masich Vitumai.
There's a case with
otherwise, it's not Masich Vitumai.
I'll be cut Masich Vitum.
Because then he would have an interest.
No, they just you were there in captivity. Did you see this woman? Was
well, you were in captivity.
He saw. He doesn't know they're relying on him. They just asked the kid.
I
was with her. No guy molested. She was not molested. She was not abused.
Right.
So.
Because once you put the suggestion in it, it doesn't work for a child.
Power of suggestion is very
small. So, you know what the Prima Gadim says? Prima Gadim says, the Gemara says, there's a roiving subas, the Gemara says, roiv goyim, aputzim varayas. So if a chazaka doesn't work, ruba v'chazaka ruba, certainly a roiv won't work. See, the Gemara in the Havmina thought that the Gemara in subas brings this far. Roiv
of the Gemara. The Gemara also manavel themselves and on the other side.
Isha manavel, correct. So he's saying, before the Gemara says, v'shriya kilo, See, that's the Gemara says to him in another place. The women, they don't make themselves appealing. So the Gemara held, it's the roiv is like a chazaka. Before they knew Shvuye Kilu, they thought Midaraisa is a roiv of the conflict of Arayas. So therefore the Gemara is asking, if you're not Nemeneg Chazaka, you're not Nemeneg the roiv. That's how the Prima Gadim answers this question. Okay. The Afagam the Brivash Simon Taflam and Gimel. This is the case of a guy, and a guy says it's over 12 months. You know, you're there, kankanim, it says 12 months, it dries out. Some people make a mistake. They always ask me, these dishes, 12 months we didn't use it. They think they become mutter. It's no such thing. The din is the old sediments, after 12 months, the yayin, it gets all dried out, there's no more yayin nesach in there. So a guy is testifying, sha'ovaleim yudbeis chodesh, ein neman. The guy is not neman. Now, often no, the guy is not neman. Now, often no, the guy is not neman. Because shari yocha, this is chazik isur. So who says this? The Rivash says, it's a chazik isur. Here, it's a chazik isur. The sediments, in this case, by the sediments at the Ayin Nesach, it's his chazak yisura. The vaday mishtam shkam the Ayin Shalissa. But to below to me, koch edu so, midei vaday. So, midei vaday yisur. Ad kanushon. So you see, what do you see here? So the Rivash is saying that if you be moitzi from chazaka, a guy is not neman, masich vituma. Now, so this is the Rabbanan, that's only the Rabbanan. See, by an Issa Rabbanan, he's making a chiluk. He's saying that by an Issa Rabbanan, a guy is not neman against the chazak. That's what the Rivash means. Al Korch Zorch Loman. The Rivash really Karashi Rusiyata. Like Tom Kikers. The Rabbanan. Be Issa Rabbanan. Kankan Shagoyim on Issa Rabbanan. It's only Issa Rabbanan. You don't know, it's only Gzeir. It's not the Raisa, the sediments of a guy. You don't know they worshipped it. It's only Stam Yena. So, Udiyesh Chal Bahachi. And it is Sidra Bonan, a guy's Neman. But the other way, he's just seeing from the Rivash. We find this distinction, but that's Lagabi Nisidra Bonan. Lagabi Nisidra Reisa, no distinction. So that's it. The Shach is saying it's true that the Rivash makes a distinction with a Cheskas Issa not. He's just saying by an Issa Bonan with a Cheskas Issa, you're not Neman. The Chaybach Ladasa Ravka, which I'm seeing, yeah. Abba Vesidra Reisa, Zak the Shach, Vadiyev Shalachalik Bach, in Lashach Zavdi. So he doesn't like this teretz of the Tumas Adeshin, so he's going to give his own teretz. The Groh goes with this teretz. Let's try to explain it. The end of the Shach, he answers this mysterious kash. How come Sichel Vituma Neman and Tam Kik, that there's no Tam? I am the Raisa, my Sichel Vituma is not Neman. The Davchek, the Lekala, make my Lord the Milsa. You can't check it. The Lek, my little Milsa, who the Engoy, my Sichel Vituma Neman, be Sitara. When you can't find out if he was lying. Of a Bimim Sheno Mino, when he says there's no taste, and you taste it, you can be Mavar that he lied. It's Efshel and Mekal Ademilsa, Kivin Dikal Mekal Ademilsa, Latmino Kfela, Samchinan Alei we rely on. Chizkal Mubi Rivash. Now, I like the way the Gros said this better. When I learned the Shach, he means Milsa Vida Leglur.
Yes,
the Gros uses that language, a much stronger language. I'm sorry, I cut the Gros off. I apologize. I want to get the whole Shach, so I cut off the Gros. But the Gros says in the bottom, it's called Milsa Davila Legluye, like the Gman Yivamis. The Gman Yivamis says anyone is never to say he's a brother of the mess because it's a Milsa Davida Legluye. It's by the Gman says give the Milsa Balno. But many posts can learn, yeah. You can't lie. It's by the Gman Rosh Hashanah by the moon. You can't lie because it'll come at you a lie. So that's what the Shach is answering. Shach is answering by Tam, even if it's the Raisi, he's Nemma, because it's a Milsa Davida Legluye. That's his answer.
Where is it going to be good?
He's going to say there's no taste. And you'll taste it, you see that he lied. You can find out that he lied.
He thinks you're going to taste it. I mean, you're not going to taste it.
He's afraid that you're going to taste it.
Oh, if he
says it's not there.
If he says it's not there.
You're lying on
him. Well, he doesn't know you're lying on him. It's funny. He doesn't know you're lying on him, but he knows you can eat it. He doesn't know you're lying on him, but he knows you can eat it, I guess. He thinks you may eat it.
Why he thinks you're asking? What does he think we're asking? Taste it if you're going to eat it.
No, you give him the thing you're allergic.
So that we discussed, if that works, we're not sure that works. Now I want to show you an Ilusha Teretz Iskasha. Look at the crazy of place. This is the prima gogim. The other side, right? Back to the front. Back to the front. This is the prima gogim. The crazy of place. You know the crazy of place. Goyin ha-goyinim, avyonis and avishas. Look at the crazy of place.
Give you one, man. That's good work.
I don't know, dentist who gave me sugar? What is this?
On the other side, the first side, the Chastat Ruvus, upper left hip, way down, the upper left hand, long calm. That's the, this is the Sipsei Das, the Prima Gadim. He quotes the crazy place. Kosav HaShach. You start at the end of the line, is Kosav HaShach, almost halfway down. The big Shach. A steer in Siv Aleph, he says, Nasich Tfil, and then it's Neman. And Siv Beis, he passes Tamkik as the Reisah. So we have a problem with the Gemara Baba Kama Kufiyot Dalar Amid Beis. Who crazy place, he always pays Tiris. This is what the crazy place is. The Toyin Goy.
About 15 lines down.
It's almost halfway down. It's on the side, the first side. It's turned back.
We turn big, big letters, the big letters. Kosav HaShach.
Yeah.
Don't lose it again.
Keep
your finger on it.
So, Kosav HaShach, end of the line. Classic Shach stira. Of the crazy place, he always pays tirates. The toyim guy, a guy tastes it. Okay, you give it to a guy. V'achach toyim Yisrael, and then the yid tastes it without swallowing it, he's toyim it. The betim alo avi elo de rabbana.
Why can't you taste it?
Just taste it. So that's an issa de rabbana.
And you spit it out.
So he says the guy will taste it. If he says for an issa de rabbana, he can write a guy. So then you can taste it. And then the yid will taste it. It's a crazy place. It's a fascinating solution.
Well, like we said earlier, if the guy is afraid that you're going to taste it afterwards.
It's masich vituma. The guy doesn't know it, you're lying. The point is, we can rely on the Rabbanan. So the Yid, it's only an Issa de Rabbanan to just taste. Don't swallow it, just taste it.
You're relying on your own taste. You're relying on
why then taste
it. Just to taste it.
Just to be able to do it.
It's an Issa de Rabbanan to taste stuff. You can't even taste it with Rabbanan. Treifas. The Timo of El Rabbanan, which costs very much. I'd come to show.
It's a good trick.
So that would be a good trick. It would be a good trick. Right, to take off, then the yid will taste it without eating it.
Some people claim you can't really taste without.
Oh, that's what he tines. That's what the Shach tines.
That
Yesh Lomar.
Through the nose.
Yesh Lomar. The team alav kintam isabin and tomei aval. Won't help. It's a goyinish plan to be on his neighbor's shits, but others taina that it won't help. The chatzishir patam and asim and atar. I eat a little morsel that won't help. It's chatzishir is asim and atar.
We say aim about the Nitzlachatil Bagayim.
So we gave a share. That's the you weren't here by the Coca-Cola share.
No,
that's a shame. That's what we spoke about by the Coca-Cola share.
He went to the Pepsi share.
We gave a share on Coca-Cola in 1931.
Yeah. Taste them.
My friend
tasted the glycerin, huh?
Yeah, the glycerin, right. So we gave a share on that. And there's a rashba, there's a steer in mechabas we spoke about, there's a rashba that says when it's an ingredient, a permanent ingredient, you don't rely on bittel barayv. Not the svar yod, you know,
it's an important ingredient.
Yeah. You weren't mavalid, the guy was mavalid, but even so the rashba holds you're not allowed to use it because it's part of the formula.
Part of the formula, out of name, it's part of the formula. If it's part of the formula, bittel barayv says the rashba, it's only if it falls in. If it's part of the formula, see, there's another svar that some say it's called b'di'eved because the guy mixed it in. That's a that's another achron says that, but this is a different svar. Okay. So shapik shashach. So if you hold the shach held that you can only taste it by tell tamki if that's time if you swallow it like
that's
you said.
That's what we mean. Right? That's
I guess so. Hanoskoron. You see swallowing.
It. To enjoy the taste. Yeah. But Hadas Me'ayim is something different. Hadas Garam means you enjoy the food.
So you see, the Garam Sim is being a raya that the taste.
You call it Hadas Garam.
We always say, by Yisur, it's Hadas Garam or Hadas Me'ayim. The Gemara in the end of Giranasha, we just had it not many months ago. In the end of Giranasha.
Don't forget, the tongue has sensors. There are four different senses on your tongue. So therefore, that's why the tima would make sense. By the
but tongue. I don't think for meat, those four senses are good. For wine, for wine is
for,
good.
For sour, for sweet, for vinegar.
I think good, but not you, you don't really, you only taste things, yeah. Whether it's sweet or sour.
You need, you need
hot or cold. You don't really get the flavor.
Salty or not.
So it's interesting. Yeah, salty, look at the Prima Gunn list. Like I'm skipping. I spoke out. Like the next piece of Prima Gunn, I spoke it out. Right. He answers the Havamina, the Shach's Kasha from the Gemara by Kuf Shvuya. That thing of Rove growing fruits and Barayas, the Prima Gunn speaks it out, but I already spoke it out. If you look at the last few lines, so Ladina Tirates, four lines for the bottom of this Prima Gunn. Deikal Mekal on the Milsa Miyad, if you can find out right away, Samachinu Mesech Vitum the Mirsa. He's afraid. V'zeh soyser. This kind of mashe kozim shem mechutan of Gershom siyutam l'shaych mirsas. Is this mutually exclusive? That he's masich v'tomo and he's afraid you're going to catch him lying. So now the shach at the end is saying he's masich v'tomo, but he's neman because he can catch him. But early he quoted his mechutan that there's no, if he's masich v'tomo, then there's no kfeiler. Maybe he said from his mechutin is the one who held, not that you can use both together. You can't use both together. So I have a ktsais. I put together a ktsais. I'm not sure if I should give you, I think maybe just do that Rabbi Kivega. Would you rather a new ktsais or an old Rabbi Kivega on this subject? See, on the subject of kfeiler, if you want to wrap up this subject, kfeiler.
Well, you tasted both of them, so you tell us.
I tasted both of them. You know, I love Ktsais and I love Rabbi Kivega. I mean, it's, you know, it's they're both, you can't beat either of them. So, where do I have the Rabbi Kivega? Here it is, Tzadi Gimel. This is the Rabbi Kivega. This is an old Rabbi Kivega, but you know, this Rabbi Kivega is so good, you can hear it again and again. It's always Gishmah. So we'll look at the Rabbi Kivega.
It's always new, don't worry.
Right. So, yeah, some of these things I can't believe that I learned the other day.
I'm
I really.
Go this time, I'm tired of second time, Rabbi Kivega. Boring.
There's the Rabbi Kivega. Sadi Gimel. Do I got it? Did I get it right? Oh, it's in this pamphlet. I know, but it's the third sheet in this pamphlet. There's Rabbi Kivega. It was a short. It was the third sheet. The third sheet, the Rabbi Kivega in this pamphlet. I don't have enough to everybody. I just have a few. So Rabbi Kivega, the Ramos says today we don't rely on kfeil. So Rabbi Kivega says, why not? Some people are just a chumrah. We're not. We don't rely on kfeil. It's underneath in the third sheet, underneath the shach. Rabbi Kivega, the first one, first Rabbi Kivega.
Ein nagim.
Ein nagim achshav. The Ramos says today we don't rely on kfeil. Yeah, this one we did.
No. Lo
yadati tam nacham. I don't have a good reason. Why not? The Gemara says you can rely on kfeil. So Kivega gives a very brilliant answer. V'yoshama. Like all the shitas, that means there are basically two shitas. Is kfeila neman because lomar al mnuse, or is it neman masich fituma? The hainu de chayshina, we worry about both opinions. Duma kfeila, hay masich fituma. Kfeila is neman masich fituma.
Can't have them both together.
Yeah, kfeila mitzad bekiyas, and like the shach said, you remember the shach in parentheses. So, why do you need a kfeil? It just should be baki. It's not a guy, we don't know if he's baki in taste. So we want him to be a baki.
I would like the Gra's answer to that.
Yeah, so the Gra's, I was thinking to answer the Gra. Yeah, the Gra's,
I thought about myself.
Yeah, the Gra's a very good raya. Yeah, the Gra, I also, you know, you see the Gra, it's pashtus. The Gra brought a raya, because by yid, you don't need a kfeil, you see. But I was thinking, you know what the answer is? That we're, a Jew is more sensitive because of the heter and isser. We're more, because Yidden, just like, you know, he's more nervous. They say Yidden are more.
Because you never eat it, so you'll taste it more.
That's what he was saying. That's what he was with you.
Yeah.
Right. What are you saying?
Yeah, he's saying that you never eat it, so you don't realize it more than a guy's always eating it.
Yeah, but and there's also a psychological thing that we're, you know, we're more in tune to this because it's, you know, it's.
It's over heter.
It's over heter, so we have that extra. A guy, you know, it tastes, it doesn't taste. So, for a guy, you need a professional.
That's why we always have a chaylev and shuman, and obviously the guy doesn't know the difference between chaylev and shuman because he forgets. He doesn't realize the difference between the taste. And they taste the same.
It's machlokes paskin, and we hold it's min b'shein omina. We hold the taste different.
But he said that it tastes different.
He really knows why he's being asked, so he's focused on making that distinction. It's not just he has it in this, isn't it? Maybe that's what you were saying. Well, the guy, you have to.
Yeah, he doesn't know why he's being asked, so maybe he's going to be very casual about it.
Mean,
he doesn't know what your religion that's
driving. He can't know. You're being silly to me.
Correct. He just thinks, okay, salty is salty, but a kohen who's tasting something to see whether it's...
It's when we can taste it. It's, right. He's going to be... The Groz are going to Shuraya, but...
That part, too.
We can answer. You can answer.
Go to a different guy.
Utfeil mitzad bekiyas v'imken.
Can use the same guy.
Below masich litum aleka teira. According to this pshat, you need masich litum. If it's not masich litum, you're not nema. ומסיח ליטול גם כן מתירים תשין בהתר לא משום מסיח לביטומה תנאמה לא בית הסישה תשח סקשה מסיח לביטומה doesn't work, it only works by the סישה. So what's the heter? Because he's an expert. In other words, we don't rely on Kfela today because Maman of Shach. Either the heter is an expert, and then, so you say the heter is an expert. But maybe expert doesn't work, it only works as Masich Vituma. I mean, Masich Vituma doesn't work like the Shach Skasha, it only works as Sesir. Masich Togam came at him, the Hashin, the Heter, Lad Mishum Masich Vituma, they know by the Sisha, that the Kfeilah Mitam Lamarim Nose, Vin Dafka Shrey Masich Vituma, Kvosh of Asashach. And now we're going that you can't have both. If it's kfeila, it can't be masich fuma. Not like the svarad that somebody said in the Rosh that you can have both. Hashach b'shem Maharan. You know, Rabbi Chivega asks on this a brilliant question. So this is Rabbi Chivega's theory that we don't rely on kfeila because we're machmir both ways. We're machmir that maybe you need masich fuma and maybe you need kfeila and never the twain. So you can't rely on it because we want to be machmir like both shittas. That's Rabbi Chivega's answer. Machma like both shittas, but then his kashi is by isid rabbanon relying kfeila. According to this, by an isid rabbanon, she's the same paskim because everyone agrees by an isid rabbanon masich tefula mistam is neman. So why v'lam lefiz a isid rabbanon the b'hami b'chama kam lefiz lefitumo v'lam lahat mikfeila.
The Gemara said kfeila is neman. The Gemara said kfeila is neman.
But we don't rely on
different reasons. But why did the Gemara rely on kfeila?
Either for one of two reasons. It's one of two reasons. But if we want to be machma like both shittas, but if you want to be machma like both shittas...
But they both held that you rely on kfeila.
Yeah, but they only held in one case, either masich vitumo or kfeila. And if I want to be machma like both shittas...
I
can't help it. It's an open gemara, masich, that a guy is nemer kfeila. But if you want, the contradictory reasons, and if you want to be machma like both reasons, you can't rely on it. But according to that, by this rabbani, you should rely on kfeila. Maybe we worry about Rashi Shita. We've said it a few times, I think in the Daf, in the Sugis and Sadi Tes, Rashi holds that you need a Kfeila if the Shishim. Rashi holds that by Mimishen Omiyo, even if the Shishim need a Kfeila. Rashi Shita is that there's a Tam Kiker, we hold if the Shishim there's no Tam. It's not Tam, Shishim is the most that gives Tam. Rashi holds that even if it gives time, even more than Shishim, and less than Shishim is Aser, even it doesn't give time.
Right. Right.
That's Rashi Shita. So Chivega says, "V'lomer the Chashin l'Shita's Rashi, lo samach l'mahani tima." So he says that can't be. So we should rely on a Yid. Then we shouldn't rely on a Yid either. We do rely on a Yid. Tim Kane, kam tima sisro l'mahani. So Rabbi Chivega says, so this is, he's a little stuck.
That's something wrong a little bit.
So Rabbi Chivega is saying, so if this is the reason that I'm an Issid Rabbanon, so maybe it's Sein Achinami. So Rabbi Chivega is not willing to say, that Rabbah says we don't rely on Kfeila today. He doesn't make a distinction. He said, the Reis is the Rabbanon. See what I was going to do? The Ketzais is, just to mention, when I have a Ketzais on, the Shtarshi. It's a beautiful Ketzais on the Shtarshi, a few of them. But the one in Reish Mem Vav, probably the one that I learned, the one that was in my head was the one in Reish Mem Vav. You know, the Rishonim say, you know, Zenena. Zenena, Yimchuyif and Nena. Yimchuyif and Shtarsh, is that the same thing? I touched on this Mishir. Nena, you know, Zen Nena Vezech Chaser. If I'm Nena from your property, I have to pay you. Chaser, the Kaimlager, Gavra of the Maker. Nena, you know, it says in Paskim, the Shulchan Aruch says, if I invite you to dinner, I can bill you. If I invite you to eat dinner by me, so I can send you a bill. I didn't say it's free.
Fine. Just put it into the box.
I love that for you too.
As you go, I put it in the box.
Guy paid me to make this announcement. Said it's free. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you invite someone to dinner, you can send him a bill.
Except I'm poor.
Now, what is he paying for? Is he paying out smazik? So the Tzoy says, fascinating Tzoy says, It can't be on smazik, because if I give you a shus to eat my thing, you're not a mazik. You can't pay al smazik. So you're paying al snander. Can't be al smazik. Is a mazik, you're not a mazik. The Ksai says, Rayas, that if I let you do something, you're not a mazik. You did mershus, you ate mershus, you're not a mazik. So what are you paying for nana? Ah, you could have fasted. Tosis says in Chulin, we just had that Tosis in Kuflam and Aluf, Kuflam and Beist. Tosis says you could have fasted. So Ksai says, could have fasted doesn't mean it's not nana. Of course it's nana. Yeah, I don't know, you could have fasted. It's more fun. You have nana. But mishtarshi. So chiluk thing, no, that's the biggest
thing. What's
a shtarshi? What's a shtarshi? The Gemara says that unso melech grono, that even mazik matonis kuna the ochlo is potter, the mayas rev chista, for if the melech took it for taxes, if he took it lamparos, so then you don't have to pay. But if you owed the king money, and the king took your gar, and you have to pay, it's mazik matonis kuna the ochlo is there. So Gemara ends is mishtarshi. So mishtarshi doesn't mean that. It means I have money in my pocket I wouldn't have had. The your king is took that. So, but I owed him other money. So now I have money in my wallet that I would have had. That's not nana. That's mishtarshi. That I could have fasted. It's not called mishtarshi. It's not called mishtarshi. So you say, you have money in your pocket. You're going to go out and eat supper. Then maybe I don't have money in my pocket. I had a good supper. I enjoyed
it.
No, mishtarshi is chiv. Mishtarshi you are chayv. The Gemara says mishtarshi you chayv.
But theoretically, if you're doing only hana, you only have to pay for the hana the person gets.
Right.
Not for the value of right, correct.
Hana, the Gemara and Baba Kam's mashma, right. It's two-thirds, right?
Right.
It's a different
valuation.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.com.